It was very, very sad, very, we read every morning in the newspaper something against Jews. And it was, we understood that it was the preparation for something worse. And in September, I think it was September the 1st, on the newspaper, there was written that Jews could no more go to public school, neither as students nor as teachers, both things. So in our family, it was a terrible thing because I was going to school, but my father was teaching in university, and he lost his work from one day to the other, September 2nd, 3rd, 1938. He was a very important professor. It is strange that he taught church law, but he was a very important Jew also, but this is another story. He taught diritto ecclesiastico, it means law ecclesiastico of the church, and but this is not important from the political point of view. In September 38, there was no more work for him and no more school for us, for me and my sister, and it was really terrible. 38. Of course, it was not what happened in 43 and so on. We didn't know, there was not yet Auschwitz. We didn't know that word, but it was a shock, a terrible shock, because till that moment we were exactly as all the other Italian people. We lived in a country where there was a dictator. And this was the problem. But the Jews and the others were the same thing. On September 1st and 2nd, things transformed. So my father lost his work, and we lost our school. We couldn't go to school anymore. It was a really terrible. It was a, I remember very well. I was 15 years old, not a child, and it was a terrible moment. From 38 to 43, this was a period when we had lost all the possible rights. We were, we said, citizen, serious B citizen, a second series, no, of citizens, because we had no more the rights of the other people. I repeat, could not go to school, could not teach, could not work in a bank, could not open a factory, because Jews could not. But there was not a risk for our life. The risk for our life began in 43, when the first, in Italy, the first terrible moment was on October 16, 43, when, I imagine you know all these things, in Rome they have taken all the Jews, they entered the ghetto and they took all the Jews they could find. They had received a list of the names of the Jews. No, I open, you must know, but sure you know already, that only in Rome there was a ghetto. I mean, not the old ghetto meant with the closed in the evening, it was closed. This is, was no more like that, but there were still the zone of the town which is still called the ghetto. If you go to Rome now and you ask where is the ghetto, you go in the ghetto because the popes, you know, that is the pope, the popes had put all the Jews in this small zone where there were cancelli, gates, and the evening they were closed. This at the time of the popes. Then there was no more that problem, but the Jews continued living almost all, not all, but a lot of Jews continued to live in that zone. So when October 1943, Germans, Nazis and fascists decided to take the Jews in Rome, it was much easier than in other places because it is the only place where there was still a ghetto.